I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Well, high winds along Highway 395 caused a tractor trailer to overturn in the Lake Crowley area. A prohibition of high-profile vehicles was put into effect following from the Bishop Y Road to the Nevada state line. Let's do a little sports. Bishop, 42. Parlier, 36. That's right. The girls really came together and fully understanding their assignment when it came to shutting down Parlier. Several players stepped up, securing crucial rebounds and playing solid defense on their top scorers. There was a pivotal moment when we were down by 7, but the team never lost faith. We kept pushing and managed to take the lead in the third quarter. It was one of our strongest quarters, allowing Parlier to score only 4 points. We maintained a 5-7-point lead for most of the fourth. But with just 2 minutes left, Parlier made a run and the game tightened to just 1 point difference. Instead of letting the pressure get to us, the girls stayed composed, regained their tempo, and executed when it mattered most, led to a 6-point victory over the number one seed in Division 5. We're incredibly proud of the girls for what they've accomplished. And I'm grateful that they recognize the work is far from over. They're still hungry and ready to keep pushing, said coach. Well, West Tech Industries, Inc., to better serve the high-speed internet of the Bishop Reservation, West Tech will be working on the reservation during February 18th to February 28th. February 18th to the 21st, that's this week, traffic control for under-road boring at the intersection of Diaz and Tusu Lane. And then from the 20th to the 28th, there'll be traffic control for fiber installation along the route between the Education Center and the Tribal Administrative Building. Sorry for any inconvenience. Please give a call to Tammy Spoonhunter if you have any questions, 760-937-6834. Inyo National Forest put out that they need camp hosts. That's right, camp hosts needed. They're looking for enthusiastic volunteer camp hosts to support Hartley Springs, Glass Creek, Big Springs, and Dead Men Campgrounds. Join the fun and experience in the beauty of the Eastern Sierra while giving back to the community. With volunteers like you, we're able to offer world-class camping experience to thousands of visitors. Desired qualifications, friendly and service-oriented, strong communication skills, ability to work independently and in a team, basic maintenance and cleaning skills. Benefits, free campsite in the serene location, modest living expenses, reimbursements. To apply, go to forms. Oh, wait, never mind. Go to our Sierra Wave Media Facebook page, find this link and click it, or you can contact 760-647-3005. Well, Family Math Night's coming Thursday, February 27th from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Bishop Activity Center. All elementary age students and families of Inyo County are welcome. New this year, parent sessions. Join teachers to learn strategies used at school so you can better help your child at home. At 6:15, there's going to be adding and subtracting strategies. That's for first, second, and third graders. And then at 6:30, multiplication using the area method. That's for fourth and fifth. Raffle prizes. Students earn a homework pass. Refreshments and popcorn will be for sale for $1. Math games for all ages. Math art activity. Geometry building and measurement stations. Once again, Thursday, February 27th, 5 to 6 p.m. at the Bishop Activity Center. Finally, Skippable News is out a day early because, well, it's got critical information in there that you need to know about what's going on with the Olancho Cartago EMS, and that is given to us by Jen Rozier. We also have Ashley Helms in. She updates us on the Bishop Airport. We meet the new CHP PIO Officer Perusi, and Donna Bird from Mule Days is in there. And of course, those two nut jobs, Jason and Jimmy, start you off with what's going on in the news and what to expect in the episode, which I think I just told you. Anyway, remember, since 1996, nearly 30 years, we are your place for news, sports, weather and culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.